Business English Power, Episode 36. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al. Thank you for joining me today. I've also been called stuff like Al Sensei online and during my time in Japan, so you might know me as Al Sensei as well. Whatever the case may be, thank you for joining me today. If it's your first time here on the show, welcome, as we say in Hawaii, e komo mai, to the show Business English Power. We are happy that you're here. We are ecstatic that you are here because we talk about really, really cool topics on this show, and I hope today is no exception. Today, I'm going to go, actually, it's a little bit of a unique spin on the stuff we've been talking about, but it does pertain to business. And today we're going to talk about sleep, okay? And how better sleep can help you in your business life. All right, so before we dig into this one, please subscribe. Make sure you are subscribed to Business English Power. If you are an Apple Podcasts, please hit the subscribe button. Or if you are in Spotify, hit follow and just click on that little 5-star rating. If you are right there on the page anyway and you don't mind, that would be great. And leave a review if you find this podcast of benefit to you. That would be great as well to help out the show. All right, so let's take a listen or take a look at, you guys can take a listen and we'll all take a look at some of the ways in which better sleep can help you in business. Now, of course, we know sleep is important, but you might be saying, Al, you know, hey, I'm a young guy or young gal. I don't need that much sleep. I can get by. It's just kind of a waste of time. I just sleep, you know, a few hours a night and I just get up and go and make the most of my day. Well, hey, I was like you before. I was one of those people who I could get by with 4, maybe 5 hours of sleep, didn't need that much, and I could get going the next day and have a productive day, right? Well, that's what I thought anyway. Well, some people are not like that. Some people really need the sleep, and you'll see maybe some of your friends or maybe yourself, you feel that you need at least 8, 9 hours a night to function, to even function at a minimum level the next day. So there's various levels of sleep that people can feel a comfort level with. And we're going to talk about that on our third point as we move on through this topic. But keep in mind, you know, sleep is important, whatever way you cut it. You need a decent amount of sleep every night to make sure you're functioning at the highest possible level for the next day. It helps with, you know, studies have shown this, right? It shows that it helps give you more clarity, more focus, right, during your day. It helps you be more productive overall on your work day. And so we definitely, who wouldn't want to be more productive in the time that they are actually awake? Because, you know, when I was doing those 4-hour nights, you know, 4-hour sleeps, 5-hour sleep nights, you know, the next day, yeah, I could function certainly, but was I really at my peak performance? I doubt it. I really don't think so. Yeah, I was getting by, but that's really not the goal here. The goal is to make the most out of the time, be the most productive that we can, the most efficient and effective. All right, so how can we improve our sleep? Well, I'll talk about 3 ideas here. Okay, the first thing we can do is control the light. All right, so controlling the light, of course, studies have shown that the best conditions to sleep in the best way is in a dark environment, as dark as possible. So whatever you can do, you know, if you need curtains that are special or however you do it, you want it to be as dark as possible. Maybe some of you will try a mask, or maybe some of you are already sleeping with a mask. Again, just make it as dark as possible, and that helps you get the best quality sleep. Now, when you wake up, on the other side, you want one of the first things that you do is to be exposed to natural sunlight. Again, if the sun is up. get some natural sunlight when you can. And that also helps with your quality of sleep and also your what they call the circadian rhythms of your body. Okay, so keep it on that schedule. So getting that light is important. Now, the other way that we control light, of course, in the 2020s now, 2024, and for the last several years, is, of course, our screens. The blue light emitting from our mobile phones, from our laptop screens, from our TV screens, all these screens producing this blue light, as they call it. Well, we need to regulate that as well. So again, the best practice is to not have any of that coming into your eyes at least 1 hour before you go to bed. And that'll help you get better quality sleep. So that is number one, control the light. Okay, number two, the second thing you can do to help get better quality sleep is to manage your caffeine levels. Okay? So, of course, we all like a good cup of coffee. We all like tea. We all like soda. We all like sports drinks. Well, not everybody, but some of us do. I certainly do. But the key is here is to regulate the intake and the timing of when you are drinking or taking in your caffeine. Now, of course, a cup of coffee in the morning is pretty normal for most of us. That's not going to be harmful to us, really. And so we just need to be aware of when we're taking in the caffeine. Typically, once we hit the afternoon, and I'll mention 3 o'clock as a time, and we'll come back to that 3 o'clock in the next point. But once it hits about that point, and then you have a cup of coffee or you take some caffeine in after that, that's likely in general going to mess up a lot of people's sleeping patterns and sleep quality. For a lot of you, it's going to keep you up. You're going to be jittery and not be able to sleep well at all, if any. So you want to avoid caffeine later, in the afternoon. Limit it to your mornings. All right, so that's number two, manage your caffeine. And the third point to help you get better quality sleep is to know your own body. Okay, so know your own body well and how it responds to certain things. Now, of course, we can look at a general, what they call, again, circadian rhythm of most people's rhythms and bodies. Now, when you wake up, as we said, you want to get that natural sunlight coming into your eyes as soon as you can. And then what we also want to know is right at about, studies have shown that right at about 3 p.m. is when we kind of hit that first point of feeling really tired. Okay, so some of us, that's why maybe after lunch you're going to feel like you want to take a nap or you feel tired. And so if it's about 3, then at some, for some of us, we might want to take a little nap, maybe a 20, 30 minute nap. And that's recommended by a lot of successful people out there in the business world. So you could look up naps and how that's effective as well. And then get up for the rest of the day. And that's why we don't want to have caffeine after that point. You also want to make a note of when you feel the most productive. Okay, so for most of us, it's going to be in that morning period, that time usually right after we wake up, and until mid-morning is when we're going to be the most productive. And again, that's for most people, not everybody. But some of us, it might be later at night when you feel the most productive. But those are times when you definitely want to take advantage of your mental wellness or your mental area of competence, your time of best production, we'll call it. And so, but make sure that you are getting to bed at a reasonable time. You don't want to be staying up all night for, days in a row. And we want to make sure that we start to create a rhythm so that we're trying to go to bed at the same time every night. But just know your own body and how it responds. And for some of us, we can have a cup of coffee at night and it doesn't really affect us, right? Like I actually have a cup of coffee after dinner, but it doesn't, I'm still able to go to bed pretty easily. It doesn't really affect me in that way. Or if it does affect you, have, and you really like coffee, have a decaf coffee. So just know your own body and how it responds. That it may take a little bit of noting down and noticing how your body responds to certain situations. You know, note down what happens in certain situations and make a mental note or a actual write a note about when you feel the most active and productive. Yeah. All right. So these are all things that help you get better quality sleep. So it's really important, guys. Now that I'm getting older, I feel when I get a really good night's sleep, I feel really, really great the next day. It really makes a big difference. And all those years, you know, when I was younger, doing those 4-hour nights of sleep, 5-hour nights of sleep, really, really wasn't the best thing to do. Because again, how productive are you actually when you are awake? So why not get a little bit better quality sleep, sleep a little bit longer, maybe, actually it's, the study has been done. 7 hours is really the key for longevity in life. And that comes from the Blue Zones, if you are interested in that topic. But 7 hours is kind of the key number to shoot for if you follow the Blue Zone research for longevity in life. But we'll just call it that, you know, 7 hours. Shoot for that and get some really good quality sleep. And then once you get that, you should be feeling pretty, pretty good the next day as long as it is high quality sleep. All right, guys, make sure to put that stuff into action. Do a little more research on your own. If you find this topic interesting, let me know what you thought. Send me an email, al@businessenglishpower.com. I would love to hear from you. And share this episode with someone who needs some better quality sleep in their life and help them out. Okay. So, all right, so we're going to wrap up there. We've got episodes coming out fast and furious here. Make sure you are subscribed so that you don't miss one. And if you do, hey, go back and download some of the ones that you have missed because they're all really, really powerful and action-packed. All right, guys, so this is Al again. I'm going to sign off here. Thanks so much for listening and downloading. Remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.